seriously on corporate homie.
Dealing with difficult employees.
They have a bad attitude.
You know if your manager thinks you're the difficult employee.
Hey, did something change? Has the deadline changed?
Let me tell you what the verdict was.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
maximizing your commute. Do you want to be more productive professionally?
And that's when I discovered audiobooks.
Just be quiet along with your thoughts.
Don't be that guy.
Puts those delays at a little more than a half a mile into that scene.
The road rangers doing their usual good work, helping out this crash scene. 95 northbound going toward the top of the Fuller Warren Bridge.
They were on the freeway for 15 hours and only moved 1 mile.
What up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Today, we are talking about maximizing your commute.
Woo-woo, maximizing your commute, baby. Woo-woo, it's a thing, I keep telling you.
It's a thing, and the woo-woo really is a thing, because now when I see people, they woop me.
It's become a verb.
Right. It all depends on how you use it in a sentence. First, we want to say, thanks for listening. This is another topic that actually came from the homies. We got this one off of Twitter. So we want to thank you for submitting topics and to continue to submit topics. This one, like we said, we're talking about maximizing your commute. So I think the first thing when you think about maximizing your commute, you first have to think about what type of commute you have before you can decide how to maximize it.
And how long of a commute. So 128 million Americans have a commute that's longer than 50 minutes. So if you can figure out how to be productive in that.
Wait, longer than 50, 50?
50, that is correct.
What?
And so if you figure out, think about that. So that is 2 hours in your day. That if you can figure out how to be more productive, that can make a big difference in how your day goes, your week goes, your month goes. So this is not a small thing. So thanks to the homies for bringing this and raising this as a topic.
Right. So 50 minutes, that's a long time. So like I said, the first thing I think you have to think about is the kind of commute you have. Are you driving in your commute? Are you on a commuter train, meaning that you are on one train for the majority of your commute, or are you on several trains? Like you take the subway, so you have to change trains. And so you have more of a stop and go situation as you commute, because I think what you'll find is some of the tips work better for a longer commute and some work better for, short pocket commutes.
And then I know some people, particularly in the South, where there's not an abundance of public transportation, you might even be where you're in a carpool commute. So the tips that we're going to share today are going to be a myriad of tips that you can deploy depending on the type of commute that you have.
Right. And so before we get into the tips, the second thing I want you to think about, aside from the kind of commute you have, is what are you trying to accomplish? So you're listening to this episode, homies, and you think to yourself, yeah, that's right. I want to be more productive with this time I have, especially if it's really, I don't want to say especially if it's up to 50 minutes, if it's 20 minutes, if it's 30 minutes, I just want to be more productive. My thing would be, like we say with anything, is you should probably be thinking about what you would like to do with the time. Do you want to be more productive professionally? Do you want to be more productive personally? Do you want to be more productive as far as being, from a parental standpoint and so I think once you have that sort of figured out, that goal, then you'll know when we start talking about the tips, what kind of things help you get into that. Because I think you'll see with the tips that they'll be driven by your actual goal for your productivity.
And if you don't know, that's okay, because you may hear some of the tips and think, I didn't know I wanted to be more productive personally I thought I just wanted to try to be more productive professionally, or I didn't realize that this is something I could do to be more productive, you know, getting ready for my home life or what have you. So if you have it in mind, that's going to be great. And if you don't, I think you're going to hear some of the tips and it'll jog and trigger other things for you. So,
yeah. And so like when I say more productive personally, like, I mean, if you think I just don't get any moments for myself, I feel as though, and we hear this a lot from the homies, I feel stretched. I am in my work mode, then I'm in my home mode, which I know a lot of moms and dads feel like that's their second job. And so I haven't really figured out where I have me time. Perhaps your commute is going to be the place that you get some me time.
Yeah. And overall for me, you know, the majority of my professional career, I've primarily driven to work. I've only had very short periods of times, whether they were, you know, temporary assignments or what have you, where I've had the luxury of getting on public transportation to get to work. I've primarily had to drive to work. You know, that's made it a little bit more challenging to try to be productive, because there's certain things that you can't do when you drive. And, you know, one of the biggest misnomers about, you know, even some of the cities and states and counties that have, you know, no hands-free laws, is that really doesn't help, because part of the reason why people get into accidents is that they're distracted, you know, while they're driving.
Mentally distracted.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I have had sort of the opposite. I've had stretches where I had a very long commute where I did, you know, what they call the park and ride. So you drive your car to a lot, you get on a, you know, a bus and ride for 45, 50 minutes. And then I've had what I was talking about earlier, like a more of a transient commute where you are getting on subways, you know, walking a portion of the commute, getting on the subway, maybe getting on the bus.
And then sometimes your commute is a flight early in the morning from Houston to Dallas, right?
Right, right. I've definitely had those as well. What I mostly have now is when I'm in Houston and in the office is just a quick 10, 15 minute drive to work. So now that we sort of talked about, you know, one, the kind of commute you have, and two, what you might want to accomplish, let's jump into what you can do and some things that you could actually do to make your commute more productive.
So the first thing for me, and this isn't, it's going to sound kind of minor, but is start fresh. I find that my commute is most productive when my car is clean and organized and there's not empty Fiji water bottles all over it and whatnot. And so
When your car is clean.
Yes, your car is like your cockpit. So your cockpit has got to be organized and clean in order for you to have a productive commute.
You mean so like not like golf clubs in the back seat?
No, I didn't say anything about the trunk. I said the cockpit.
Because homies, I've been in.
There's always golf clubs. You know, I don't know when I'm gonna get invited to a pickup golf game. So I keep my golf clubs.
Your trunk is always so full.
We're talking about the cockpit. You're off task.
Okay. So you're you're saying the body of your car is clean and serene.
It's got to be there, right? So it's got to be neat and orderly. And, you know, about 10 years ago, I had a 70-mile one-way commute to get to work. And it was against traffic, which was nice. So I could put the car on cruise control and just cruise into work. But I was fighting boredom and whatnot. And I had to be at work really early at, like, you know, at that time, 7:45 a.m. And that's when I discovered audiobooks. And I used to listen to audiobooks on long distance travels, but that's when I discovered audiobooks for commuting.
So you were the tip two. First tip, clean your car. Second tip, audiobooks.
Yeah. So for me, you know, audiobooks. And I find, you know, you need to listen to what it is that you like and depend on what's going on. So sometimes that might look like downloading a comedy book. Another times that might look like a leadership book. Another times that may look like a biography. In this case, I had just started working at an organization that they asked all of the new hires to read this book. And it was like 700 pages in very small print. And I found it on the audiobook and found it was very easy to get through it. And it ended up being about 1.5 chapters each way, you know, and I was able to get through it very quickly. But that's how I discovered audiobooks for my commute.
So I think that's great. So kind of like Bimitra, my first tip is before you even get into tips, like she said about having a clean space, my first tip is to think is, could you cut the time down? If 50 minutes is the majority of people's commutes, my first tip is, could you ingress and egress from work at a different time that would cut time down? So if you wouldn't go to work in the prime.
So basically, time, instead of being an 8 a.m. rush hour, go 30 minutes early or something like that.
Or 30 minutes later. And then you might find that, you know, working 30 minutes at home or taking calls at home could put more time back into your day. As far as the second tip, or so that's the third tip. As far as her second tip for audiobooks, I completely agree. I mean, one of the things I think that all of the homies would actually agree with is that people are always recommending books. We certainly do it here on the Corporate Homie podcast. We're always sharing books. I think many of us find that we desire to read more books than we have the actual time to sit down and read. And so audiobooks are a perfect way to read some of the books that you desire and get through things. And you would be surprised, in audiobooks, there's everything from the Bible to almost any title that you're looking for. So whether that is, like Bimitra said, books on leadership, which certainly we have shared here on the Corporate Homie podcast, but as well as, you know, your novels. So maybe you're in a book club, you feel like you're always going to book club and you haven't read the book. You'd be surprised if you start listening to the audiobook, all of a sudden you're the person who shows up book club having read it, because you've taken the commute to listen to the book. And so I think audiobooks are a great tip. My next tip would be, surprise, surprise, listen to a podcast.
The Corporate Homie podcast.
I have a great podcast in mind. You can listen to the Corporate Homie podcast.
Message.
Message. I recently had someone say to me, and like Bimitra said, if you think of, you know, travel as a part of your commute, if you find yourself also on long flights and trying to figure out that, someone told me recently that they had just discovered our podcast. As you know, podcasts you can download offline. And so they're there. You don't have to pull from the Wi-Fi. So even if you are on a train, on a plane, somewhere pockets where you know that the Wi-Fi or the cellular is difficult, you can still listen to them because they're downloaded. And so she said something like, I've been binge listening, which I hadn't even heard that term before, but I was excited to hear, especially in connection with our podcast. But podcasts, again, you can find podcasts on, you know, something as serious as, you know, serious topics like leadership, but there are podcasts now on everything. Maybe you're trying to think about potty training your child. This is what I mean by if you want to be more productive, and you keep thinking to yourself, I can't figure out how to get that done. We have one of our really close friends right now is trying to figure out how to get her toddler to sleep train. She found a podcast on that. You could be listening for your tips on that in and out. So that's what I mean by, is it a personal goal or professional? Podcast could be something that you use as well.
And, you know, and just kind of extending onto that point, I don't know if that is necessarily a separate point, but I call it turning your vehicle into a virtual classroom, you know, whether that be podcast or learning a foreign language or, you know, listening about anything that you might be interested in, and however mechanism that you do that, whether it be, you know, podcast or otherwise, but basically learning to turn your vehicle into a virtual classroom. My next tip is one of the things that we've talked about, which is on the procrastination podcast, planning your day and setting up time blocks. And so even though I drive, I found this great app called Voxer, which is basically like a walkie-talkie app, which will do voice to your calendar, where you could put it in there. So it's like, I have my to-do list in front of me, and then I can dictate, okay, between 1 and 2, I'm gonna work on this pricing model. And then on Wednesday, between 8:30 and a.m., now I don't have the luxury of being on the train where I can knock out my email before I get in the office, but I can, through this app, plan those time blocks on my to-do list like we talked about.
So, right. So the tip is to go ahead and map your day during the commute. We, like she said, we've talked about this in episode 4, which is our Resultsville episode. We also talked about this in episode 18, which was the procrastination episode, but go ahead and map your day. And And like Demetra said, if you're actually on a train or a parking lot, you can actually, you know, whip your laptop out or your planner and go ahead and write out your to-do list or map your day. And that might be the time that you use for that. And if not, then, you know, you could use the apps, like she said. The next tip Demetra sort of hinted to, I would say check your email. We also talked about this in the procrastination episode 18, being inundated with enormous amounts of emails and trying to figure out, you know, blocks of day to sort of tackle email. If you are, you know, if you do have the luxury, and I do think that having the ability to sit down for a commute, especially something like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, is very precious time, because it does give you time to focus. And if you could use that for something like checking your email, think about it. You would walk into the office almost every day feeling like, I am already ready. There are no outstanding emails. And I sort of put emails in sort of whatever that nagging miscellaneous task that you probably have to do every day at your job, whether that is, you know, you're in a field like Demetra where you log your calls and you need to keep a running call sheet of who you're calling, or you're at a law firm and you have to keep time. That might be a time to put your time in for the previous day or something like that. Time for those sort of mundane tasks, daily tasks. I think that's another great place, especially if you have the sort of sit down commute as well.
You know, and I would also say for years, I used to listen to the news as I went in. I started off, you know, being like a faithful NPR listener. And then I started listening to XM radio and listening to MSNBC or what have you. And then I just found over the last, I would say, really 18 months that not listening to the news.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Right. But not listening to the news puts me in a better mood to start my day.
Right.
It changed my attitude. And so I would say whatever is uplifting for you, whether that is gospel music, inspirational music, inspirational or motivational speakers. I like to listen to old sermons on my way into the office. And I just find that it between the gospel music and the inspirational and the sermons, I'm in a better mindset when I walk
in
the office.
So we don't start the day with Gucci Man.
He's to pick me up. He's to pick me up.
Okay. So in that vein, my next tip sometimes is I like to use my commute or time to shut everything off and for it to be completely quiet time. And so a lot of times I think we are in a world where we are over inundated with senses and sensory overload. And so to me, sometimes the commute, especially for the homies who are, you know, married with kids, it might be the only time you have sort of alone. You know, that might be where you want to just have, you know, your little talk with Jesus, have a little talk with yourself, or it to be silent, to just be quiet along with your thoughts, be able to get yourself a little more centered, to calm back down, read your Bible, read a book, a novel without anything in the background. And so sometimes I think that you could, you know, depending on what you're trying to get done, the commute is a great time for quiet time.
And then it's also, which I know everybody knows, is a lot of times people that I've been meaning to reach out to, that I've been meaning to connect with, especially for my friends with small children, because it's tough to catch them once they get home and into everything that they have going on. The commute does become like where the time where I know I can catch family members or close friends that I haven't been able to connect with during the day and the evenings because everything's so crazy. And some of my friends, I figured out kind of that 15 minutes that they have between the time that they leave the house and drop their kids off and the time that they're going to get to the office. And I know, like, okay, every Wednesday, I'm going to try to check in with this person, or once a week, because I know I can catch them between this 12-minute slot.
Right. But phone calls are for people that are driving. That is not for you on the train or you.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Right. Nobody wants to be in your full conversation.
I was in Starbucks the other day and this lady was FaceTiming with her granddaughter. I'm like, really, ma'am? Ma'am. Right.
Can I have my Starbucks coffee?
Can I get my green tea, please?
What color is that, pumpkin?
Hashtag no bueno.
Right. So my last tip is You could also use it, especially if you have the sitting down commuter, train experience, plane experience, is to read articles. I mean, often for me, I get, you know, publication, bar journals, all these kind of things. I'm tabbing articles that I always plan to come back and read and have, you know, made photocopies of them, and I stuff them somewhere. And that's always a good time to sit down and sort of read these articles, the cutting edge of issues that are going on in your area and space, and sort of you might want to keep a folder or a jacket, you know, old school sort of sleeve like you kept in school, where you throw articles in and then use that time to sort of catch up on these articles that you plan to read. That's sort of my last tip for ways to use the commute.
My final tip is what I call the 10-minute rule. I find that if whatever time I plan to leave the house, I now try to back that up 10 minutes. And by just backing that up 10 minutes and leaving 10 minutes earlier, it takes the stress out for me. It's funny because I have to do this. I had to do it the other day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave the house at 7:30. I'm like, no, you're going to leave the house at 7:15, because it just takes the stress of, okay, well, now there's more traffic than I accounted for. Or they close the street off downtown and I can't get to my parking garage. And now, because, you know, unfortunately, I have a bad habit of planning to get there just enough time to get there, get my computer unloaded and walk into whatever meeting. That extra 10 minutes backs me up, and not starting your day on edge, stressed out, makes a huge difference for me and how productive I can be the remainder of the day.
That is so interesting, because I find that I do that, but it's more to trick myself. And what I mean by that is, if I plan to leave the house at 7:30, I seem not to be walking out of my room upstairs until 7:30, which means I'm not actually leaving the house at 7:30. What I've learned is that means you're leaving the house more like 7:40.
We're saying the same thing.
Which I think is why a lot of homies, dare I say it, are late. Because, what? Right, because people don't understand it takes you 10 minutes to get out of the house. And so if you want to be on the road at 7:30, like Demetra says, I have to say to myself, you're leaving the house at 7:15. And that way at 7:15, I'm picking my purse up, you know, about to walk downstairs, and then remembering that I do want to grab a banana, and then I do need to get a bottle of water and put that in my purse. And oh yeah, open up the, you know, I want the sunshine to come in and be in the living room before I leave. So when I come home, the sun is shining. And then when I get in the car, it's 7:30.
So we really are twins. And I do the same thing when I'm on my way to a meeting, and then I'm like, oh, I need to stop by the restroom. Oh, I'm going to go talk to Jenny and her cute. And then I'm like, I'm 10 minutes late.
I'm 10 minutes late. And I think that that's what people don't understand. And so if you want to be on the road at 7:30, you need to tell yourself you're leaving the house at 7:15. And so the last thing I want to say, you know, is sort of these tips, they don't have to be the same tips every day. The thing about the commute is that your commute can be, you can use your commute for something different daily. So one day it could be about, I'm going to call my daughter's teacher or email the daughter's teacher to catch up about the kids. Today's focus of the commute are the kids. Today's focus of the commute is being a better husband. Tomorrow's focus of the commute is, I haven't had any time for me, so I'm going to listen to some, you know, ratchet music and my favorite sports podcast or whatever it is, because, you know, I'm not caught up on March Madness. I don't even know what's going on. So I'm going to get on my podcast and see what my boys are doing and how they're handling this tournament, you know. And then the next day it's like, I haven't felt really focused. And so I really want to sit down and read my Bible. It doesn't have to be, my podcast is always about Jesus, or my podcast is always about my children. It, like, stop being so regimented, let yourself flow in it and go back and forth. We hope that these are helpful. If you find that they are, holler at us. What we also love is that if you find that you use some of these and it didn't work, let us know as well. We've been really enjoying all the feedback. We do laugh. We do love you guys, because what we have found is y'all like to slide in a DM. Nobody likes to be out and about with the feedback, not giving us topics. So everybody's like in the email. So our Twitter looks like no one interacts with us. Our Facebook looks like that. But we see you guys in the message box. We see you in the DM. You can hit us. That's fine. We don't mind that. We're good with it. Thank you for continuing to reach out.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Keep bringing the tips. We appreciate the feedback. As always, you can find us at Corporate Homie. That's H-O-M-I-E. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. And we'd love to hear from you. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
all of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.